This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And I am broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, and the construction workers in bulk mail centers, too, along with our Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And please don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and take a look at all the different things we have to offer over there. All righty, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, to start the week out. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. How about it?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, Kyle, I got to ask you, you're not very far away from that fire in Southern California, are you?
Well, fortunately, I'm south of L.A. The fires were mostly, I think, to the north of L.A. One of the fires was actually a fairly large fire. About 8,000 acres or so were burned by the fire called the Saddle Ridge Fire.
That the one where the 30 homes got destroyed?
I believe so, and about 100,000 people were evacuated, about 23,000 homes, exactly. One person suffered a fatal heart attack because they stayed behind to try to fight the flames themselves. And it looks like we had about three firefighters that were also had some minor injuries. But the good news, though, Captain, is that we understand, I think, one of the last shelters that was opened up by the American Red Cross closed up on Sunday because the Santa Ana winds have now died down, shifted essentially, and so we don't have those high winds whipping up the flames any longer. And then, of course, there was a smaller fire in the area that also, I believe, is now under control, so that's all a very, very good thing, and the absence of the winds is really the best part of this whole thing.
Okay, so then you're okay, so because people have been asking me about that, so then you're okay, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, okay, very good, and of course that'll make the listeners feel better, because they were wondering if you weren't sitting right there in the middle of all that, which of course people would think about now, wouldn't they?
Well, sure, and you know, the last year, those big fires, they came very, very close, and in fact, just as a quick subnote, my home was in the area that they would have turned the power off if the winds in my area in Orange County got to a certain level. Fortunately, they didn't, and we went through two nights of not having the power turned off, so it was actually, that was fine for us, but a lot of people had their power turned off up in Northern California and even around here in Orange County.
Yeah, now, there's a big expose coming out this coming week about fake news being put out by CNN by Project Veritas and Mr. James O'Keefe. We got wind of that tonight.
That's exactly right. This is going to be a very, very bad week, I think, for CNN, Conversely, a good week for Project Veritas. Now, what we understand is they've sort of teased this, Captain, with the idea that there's a CNN insider who's going to be a whistleblower. Here's that term again, but this is going to be a real live whistleblower, and it's going to show, from what we understand from O'Keefe, it's going to show some of the political agenda that's driving behind CNN, driving their coverage, driving their agenda. And so I think if you're a CNN brass tonight, you're probably a little bit quaking in your boots for fear of what's going to come out of a behind-the-scenes expose.
Well, I have a way to kind of solve their problem. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Make the announcement now that coming in February, you'll have both Shepard Smith and Judge Napolitano doing a show together.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, what a surprising thing that happened last Friday with Shepard Smith.
It was not surprising.
Yeah, well,
it's been in the works for about a year.
Well, that's right. And I think, though, his colleagues, though, seem to like Neil Cavuto, because he tosses it right to Neil Cavuto in the middle of the day. And Cavuto was very shocked, it looked like. But you're right. And a lot of this, I'm glad you mentioned Judge Napolitano, because a lot of this of what maybe have been the final straw for Shepard Smith was how Judge Napolitano was characterized. And I think you and I even talked about it right here on your show, Captain, about Joe DiGenova calling Napolitano foolish for some of his beliefs about how the impeachment works or these kinds of things, or did the president commit a felony of some sort of or a crime. And but everybody's entitled to their opinion. I can't imagine that was the straw, but that seems to be one of the things.
If I told you what the least friendly tax states were in the country, would you be surprised if I rattled off a bunch of states here?
No, not at all.
All right, well, let's start with New York.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go down to Pennsylvania. Let's go over to New Jersey. Let's include Connecticut. Let's add Ohio. Let's add Wisconsin. Let's add Illinois. Let's add Iowa. Let's add Nebraska. And let's add Kansas to the mix, because every one of those states I just mentioned, and that doesn't include California, because California is a given, but obviously every one of those states I've mentioned, their taxes in some form or fashion are going up.
Wow, that is surprising to a great degree.
Well, I'm surprised to hear about Iowa, amongst other things, and Nebraska and Kansas, but yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are trucking along during the night here, and we'll be right back with more. Kathy is going to give you the telephone number to call, but don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we got more stuff than stuff.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, who's on the line waiting to come back. And before he does, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain like I do, there are times when it's really bad because I've got arthritis and it just really bothers the heck out of me and nothing seems to cut the pain. Now, I will take Relief Factor, and when I take it, it's gone. It's that simple. I had an episode this afternoon. My chief engineer was in here, and he says, "What's the matter?" And I says, "Man, I can hardly stand it. My ankle's killing me. My back's killing me." So I took, he says, "Well, take some Relief Factor." So I took a packet of Relief Factor a little bit ahead of time because I didn't have my lunchtime yet meal. And it worked. About 30 minutes later, I was better. So there you go. But it works. And anybody with arthritis, I don't need to tell you what that feels like. So anyway, your back pain, your neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you got, including muscle aches, Relief Factor works. It's worked for me. So I'm hoping it'll work for you. But the only way you're going to know is to try the 3-week quick start. And it's $19.95 to buy the 3-week quick start. And what you do is you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain and sign up for the 3-week quick start. If it works, you don't need to do anything. It'll automatically be shipped to you after that. But if it doesn't work, then just tell them you don't need it anymore and go on about your business. But I'm telling you, this stuff has worked for me. It's been a miracle, and it's all natural all the time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, the president announced today a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria, but they're not going very far. They're going from northern Syria to southern Syria. They're just moving out of the way so Turkey and Syria and the Kurds can do whatever it is they're going to do.
Well, that's right. And yesterday on Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that they were withdrawing these American troops from northern Syria because they were in danger, of course, of what was happening with what you just described. Exactly.
Well, they've already been fired at least once, and rounds landed very close to one of their outposts, so they moved them out of there, but they didn't want to take the chance. But in the meantime, Russia stepped in and brokered a deal between the Kurds that we were supporting and Damascus, Syria, to stem the Turkish offensive. So now the Kurds and the Syrian army have joined forces to stop the Turkish invasion from going any further than what it is. And we'll see how that works out, because that means a major battle between a NATO ally, Turkey, and Syria.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And, of course, where the Kurds are concerned, the Kurds are not monolithic. There are different factions as well.
There's about six different factions.
Yes, exactly. And so what we're hearing sometimes is sort of an oversimplified version that somehow the Kurds, quote-unquote the Kurds, are going to be massacred in some way, or they're going to be attacked and we're leaving our allies and this kind of thing. I think the factions that Turkey is going after are different, generally speaking, and so we are going to see what happens. But Russia's influence there now also in the mix, it complicates matters. But at the same time, though, Captain, there's a lot of issues going on there that the United States doesn't really have a major interest in the sense of having our own troops be involved in it.
Now, I believe we have our new ambassador. I'm not sure where he's an ambassador to, but the headline says ambassador to testify no quid pro assurance was given by Trump. Is this the Ukrainian ambassador?
Well, it's Ambassador Gordon Sondland. I know that. And he was the ambassador who had the text message that where he talked about the idea that Trump says no quid pro quo, basically. And what the Trump administration and many Trump supporters have said, well, this is the proof that you don't have that this exactly was right. There was no quid pro quo. But now he's saying, and he was the ambassador to the European Union, by the way, he's now saying, well, you know, he's not sure if President Trump was telling him the truth about the September 9th phone call regarding this. So this is what he's going to testify to, but it seems to me that that if President Trump told him that, why wouldn't he tell him the truth about that? I mean, now we're going to start sort of splitting hairs, but the way that this text message reads, it sure does seem like the response to the question was, no, there was no this for that or quid pro quo in the president's communication with the president of Ukraine.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do several times during the week, and this week he's going to be doing a yeoman's job again. He'll be on all six nights, because we had Wayne on last week, and Wayne usually comes on every other week. Let's talk about the fact that right now, and we know Adam Schiff and his cohorts have been very busy all weekend long. The committee is still doing stuff, or at least members of it, all weekend long. But we also heard that Nancy Pelosi wants everybody to step it up because she wants all this impeachment inquiry stuff done before Christmas.
Yeah, one would think. I think they would like to have it done before Thanksgiving if they could, but they're obviously moving very quickly. They believe they've got something that they can run with. But really, you know, what's the old saying? A lie can, you know, travel halfway around the world before truth gets its boots on.
Here's the problem they're going to have right here. This is this statement the president said yesterday. We're going to take a very hard look at suing Schiff and Pelosi. That ought to have them shaking in their boots, because Schiff admitted that he was making up what he said, but he was illustrating that this is what Donald Trump meant. Well, that's not the fact, and he had it entered into the record as the official words of Trump per a letter.
Well, exactly. And so this, you know, we've heard this term now so much on different cable networks 2002 especially, the term constitutional crisis. But I think where the actual constitutional crisis lies, Captain, is in the Congress, the House of Representatives led by the Democrats, specifically the Democrats, because they are going, you know, headlong into this thing without really following the precedents or what appear to be the rules of how you do this, because they're trying to front load a conclusion in all this. So I think the question has come up, and I think it's a legitimate question. What is the check on a Congress that's doing something that seems to be out of bounds? And that just simply may be the president filing suit in the matters that which he's describing and bringing that to the attention of the courts. And this could be a major precedent that we could see set. I would think, of course, it would go to the Supreme Court eventually. But certainly, what's to stop any political party from simply impeaching the next president, whoever that is, in whatever year it is, simply because they oppose them politically? This is not, repeat, is not the system that the founders set up for impeachment.
And there have been two whistleblowers that have come forward so far, and so far the media is absolutely flat out ignoring the political ties that they have to either the Democrats or the Biden campaign or both.
Well, right. It's almost as if, and I sort of say this, I'm not trying to be silly, but it's almost as if this has come down from the Central Committee to say, don't get involved in this aspect of the story, because it will expose, obviously, how thin this all is. I'm not surprised, but the American people demand, and I think they're demanding, that journalism sort of be, return in some way where people are going to get the facts, and then if it looks shady and there's smoke, there's fire, well, the American people have a funny way of deciding that kind of thing, and I don't think it'll go the way that the so-called Central Committee would want it to go.
And as we get ready to go to break, Harry Reid came out and said something that he says that President Trump will not be easy to beat in 2020.
You think? Newsflash, Harry Reid, master of the obvious on this thing. Because that's exactly right, because President Trump is actually doing things he said he was going to do as a candidate. And the Democrats have done nothing except try to resist and now try to go with the nuclear option of impeachment. And I think the American people are going to be very, very sick and tired of that.
And by the way, Eric is saying that we do not have a constitutional crisis. We have a crisis of constitution.
Well, a good way of putting it. Exactly. And you really will see that these different news commentators are using that term almost as if they were told to.
Yeah. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Joe Biden is in the news for all the wrong reasons again, not only the big money that he made right after he left office as vice president, but also his son yesterday stepped down from that board that he's on over there in China. And there's a lot more going on. What did Joe Biden know, and when did he know it? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Syrian army has sent troops to confront what it calls the Turkish aggression in the northern part of the country, where Kurds are now battling military action by the Turks. The Kurds say they've been abandoned by President Trump. the president has chosen to let Turkey take control of the destabilization of Syria. There could be a surge in fighting as the Turks have brought troops well inside the Syrian border. BBC reporter Alim Mekdul in Syria says the Islamic State is already escaping from the Kurdish detention centers.
The authorities here say they are already struggling with the resources to hold many thousands of what are among the most dangerous prisoners in the world from the so-called Islamic State group. What they warn is with any further destabilization, many more could escape.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk show radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost everything and anything that you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, snowmobile, jet ski, Sea-Doo, whatever the deal might be. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agent. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and just type in your zip code, and you'll find out where your agent is. They can either connect you directly, or you can ask them what it would cost for you to have insurance with them, and they definitely will take a look for you, and maybe you'll be as happy with things as I am with what they've done for me. I not only save money, but whenever I've had a problem or a question or an answer, boom, I get it answered right away. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let me just read you something and see what you think. You ready?
Of course, yeah.
The Democrats are going to lose a lot of House seats because of their fraudulent use of impeachment. Schiff fabricated phone call. A crime. Democratic seats will also be put at risk, even some that were supposedly safe. Look at Louisiana last night, North Carolina last week. That came from President Donald Trump in a tweet on the 13th, which was yesterday.
Very interesting. Well, I think he's probably on the right track. You know, not that you would know that from watching typical news coverage of the whole thing, but you know, in 2016, Captain, the election was a change election, and there was a resounding mandate, you know, about we got to get into Washington and change it, drain the swamp, however you want to describe it. And because the Democrats have acted the way they have, I think they have created a second Donald Trump change election. And that is going to be, hey, look what I can get done even with these headwinds that I have from the Democrats, he might be able to say. Imagine if those headwinds could be taken away and we control the House again, we continue to control the Senate. Let's stop all this nonsense and actually ensure and try to put in and just really kind of set in stone this great economy that we have. I think it's a very powerful message.
By the way, do you want to wake up a couple of friends that we have?
Sure.
Well, one of them is Flip. The other one is Jeff down in Sarasota. They were both in the Navy, and yesterday was the birthday of the Navy.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Navy. That's cool.
Well, we'll see if Flip wakes up to that one, which I'm sure he will. And Jeff was even online a minute ago or two or three, and we'll see what happens there. Now, the other thing that's going on here is Joe Biden didn't consult with his son when he quit the Chinese board. Now, did he?
Well, that's according to the reports, right? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they had a discussion about this, and the discussion was, look, you're making me look bad, son. You gotta get rid of this. We got to get this problem done with and over with and go from there. Yep, there comes Flip. I knew he would be there.
That's cool, yeah. Well, yeah, I at least Joe Biden probably knows how to get a hold of Hunter Biden, you know.
Yeah, where's Hunter?
Yeah, hashtag where's Hunter. I'm really surprised, Captain, that he hasn't been on every single talk show, including The View, to explain to us how ridiculous this whole thing
well,
is.
Well, when he decides to surface, the first place he'll go will be The View. Want to bet?
Yeah, I would. That's a safe bet.
Sure. That's the first place he'll go. And then from there, he'll go to Jake Tapper.
Right. Right. But why not? I mean, if this is supposed to be a slam dunk. Hey, I went to Ukraine. I got $1 billion, you know, basically. I went to China. I got $1 billion or whatever it is. I mean, these astronomical sums of money. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just unbelievable. Or I got 58 or something $1,000 a month salary for sitting on an energy company board. And, Captain, I think probably between the two of us, we know more about energy than Hunter Biden would. I think that would be a safe bet.
Well, yeah, and I would have done it for half that. I would have been happy.
So there you go.
They would have saved a lot of money, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Sure, absolutely. But anyway, it is what it is. And, of course, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. All right, well, what's going to happen in England? Because the Brexit divorce is now taking the talks are now going on between the United Kingdom and the European Union. They could go on for a while, I guess, right?
They could. They've got a deadline, of course, of October 31st. That is the deadline. But the signs of hope have to do with Britain and Ireland, I believe, and in terms of what they're able to come up with in terms of trying to make that roadmap. However, that is not going to be everything, you know, encapsulated into one nice little thing. It's because it's going to have to go back to the Parliament. Not everybody is going to be on board with this kind of thing. I just don't know that they're going to be able to get it done, given the time limit and given the passion on either side for this whole thing. So we're just going to have to stay tuned, I think. But the Prime Minister there, Boris Johnson, is working his tail off trying to get this done.
And we've received some rather disturbing news about Kim Jong-un. I don't know where this information came from. It may have come out of the UN. But he may be hiding a swine fever apocalypse from the world that he's developed, and at any time that he wanted to could release it.
Well, right. Well, this evidently has been having effects in Eastern Asia already. And the fear is that it could have gone to North Korea. And this is the kind of thing that can literally wipe out populations of pigs or swine, for that are for farming purposes and so forth, and can really just devastate them. If this were true, then and was happening in North Korea, then it would make a bad situation worse. Because as we know, and this is no joke, right? The people in North Korea sometimes are reduced to eating dirt to try to survive, and this would be a devastating.
Yeah, would you like your dirt baked or fried or cooked? Or
well, exactly. Yeah. And again, just the kind of Stalinist regime that this is, it's a throwback, there's no doubt about it, but it comes from the very same place as we saw with the Soviet Union. That's why they call it a Stalinist regime, for one thing, and it comes from the very same place of those people who believe that government is supposed to control everything. And this is why it's so hard for Kim Jong-un, if he even wanted to make the kinds of changes in North Korea, to actually make them. I mean, these may be generational changes that have to be made over time, but this is just another view or another window into why it's so terrible in North Korea.
Now, Japan over the weekend had a massive typhoon, and they sent several thousand troops into an area where at least 23 people are dead. It looks like the death toll is going to go a lot higher. But certainly thoughts and prayers go with those people and hope that they'll be okay. But we had something happen right here over the weekend in New Orleans where one person was killed, two people are missing after a hotel collapse in New Orleans. What the heck?
Yeah, what I've seen on this, and it's a very sad story, certainly. And
it was a Hard Rock Casino and Cafe.
That's right. Right there in New Orleans, as they were under construction, one of the big cranes evidently collapsed. And the pictures that we've seen of some of the collapsed floors way up at the top of the structure are just devastating. And the loss of one loss of life is one too many, and just a terrible thing. And these big cranes, you know, they weigh so much, and of course, we're going to find out more about whether or not it was secured properly, or if there was some other malfunction or defect or error or something like that. But this is a very serious thing.
And in Hong Kong, it looks like as if all trust is gone now between the police and the protesters, which are splitting up into smaller groups and meandering even more around the city. But it looks like as if they've lost their trust, and they hoisted Lady Liberty, a statue, above Hong Kong yesterday in one of their demonstrations, and it's just all hell is still breaking loose in Hong Kong.
It certainly is, and it's such a very serious issue. And what we've seen, of course, with some of these having to do with the NBA and American companies and other businesses and so forth, it's actually very, very unsettling, because when you have people who are looking for self-determination, which is what all freedom-loving people want deep down, it's really something to see when you actually have people who are almost taking the side of those who would oppress them.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. That's the way we start out our Monday morning show. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highways and the byways. And Kathy is going to say howdy to you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair of right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. See my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hangout in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's rooster cruising tonight. There ain't nothing wrong with his ride. I played an extra stanza there for everybody because everybody wanted to hear that again. And I can understand why. Well, got to say hello to a new guy up there in Atlanta. He's one of the trash haulers up there. He says he's a leader of the pack up there at Waste Management, Dirty Ernie. And that Dirty Ernie, I hope you're doing well. And he says he listens to the show all the time. And I just heard from Tim and the guys coming down from FedEx Freight, coming down to do the turnaround with the Tampa guys there at Lake Park. So you guys be safe, and we'll be hearing from you a little bit later. And of course, Trucker Ed is out there on the highways and byways tonight delivering his groceries. And we got Mr. Suicide Jockey Tom himself out there, and all the other suicide jockeys out there. We thank you very much for the great job you're doing getting the gas and the petroleum products delivered. Well, here we go. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions across the Central Rockies for the next couple of days. In the meantime, we've got the remnants of a typhoon that's going to bring dangerous seas to the Bering Sea and Alaska. Whew, wait till you hear what I'm going to tell you about that. Now, cold temperatures will remain across the northern plains, while portions of the Central Rockies will see an enhanced wildfire threat this week. In the meantime, it's going to be cold in the upper Midwest, too. Places like Illinois, places like Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin. Tonight you got a frost warning, and you've got the possibility for some interesting winter driving conditions in northeastern corner of Iowa, southeastern corner of Minnesota, and that little section of Iowa right in there where, of course, they had some weather over the weekend. Now, taking a look at Montana tonight, we've got some unsettled weather conditions in the northeastern corner of Montana tonight for some winter driving advisories there, as well as some left-behind flurries. Down into Wyoming and the northwest corner of Colorado tonight, you've got a fire threat advisory, very dry timber, and, of course, that's going to keep things going there with fire weather statements in that area. Also down in south-central in the mountains of Colorado, the same thing, fire weather advisory. Now, out in California tonight, besides where the fires are, which are starting to be brought under control, you've got a frost advisory up in the Redding, California area, north almost all the way to the Oregon border. Coming across I-10 over into Florida, you've got some scattered showers tonight along the East Coast, around Jacksonville, around St. Augustine, but those are scattered few and far between, but they're there. You've got some unsettled weather conditions for Kentucky tonight with some high winds in the mix, and fog tonight for Maine. If you're traveling up in Maine on I-95, you'll have fog all the way from Kittery almost all the way to US 1 up there in Maine tonight, so it's there, be advised. And other than that, not looking too bad at all when it comes to the weather, except for Alaska. Now, the remnants of Typhoon Hagibis, I believe that's what you say, that Hagibis, will produce hurricane-force-like winds and a 50-foot sea across the Bering Sea to Alaska. Holy smokes. 50-foot high waves in the Bering Sea over towards the coast of Alaska. Can you believe it? And by the way, by Tuesday, heavy rainfall moving into the southeastern states may cause some localized flash flooding from a system that's currently developing and moving in that direction. Wow. I still can't get over that. 50-foot seas off the coast of Alaska. Unbelievable. Oh, well, batten down the hatches, as they say. Batten down the hatches. Now, keep in mind, Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by your local pilot or Flying J. Now, the good thing about the pilots or Flying J's is that it's not your average, Joe mentions that, Joe. Yep, sure does, but it's not on this one. But anyway, your Arby's, you find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, could be a Cinnabon, Huddle House, Moe's, Southwest Grill, could find a Dunkin' Donuts at a Pilot or a Flying J. Things are really getting different. Pilot Travel Centers are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And it is what it is. Fact of the matter is, truckers that go there keep telling me, you know, we go in there, we tell them we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch, and they get themselves a free cup of coffee. And in some places, you walk in the truck stop, and you'll actually hear them playing the show. So there you go. Just all depends on where you're at and how close they are to one of my radio affiliates. But we appreciate everybody at the Pilots and the Flying J's, and we remind everybody that they are the Truckers Report sponsor for the program. And when you go there, make sure you tell them you heard the show on the radio. You heard me talking about it. They always like hearing that. So that's the least you can do. And you get yourself a free cup of coffee over it, especially this time of the morning. Now, if you buy one of those cups, those big cups they got, and you use it, I believe during the daytime it's treated as a refill when you go to get a drink. I believe that's the way it is. That's what I've been told anyway. The coffee cups, not sure about the soda mugs that are there. I'm sure that's a different story. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, coming up on the other side of the break, top of the hour news break, we're going to have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she'll have a message for you tonight. And then, of course, our first military and veterans news segment coming up the bottom of next hour. Then we'll have another Truckers Highway and Bible Report as we take a look at the weather again for the truckers in about an hour. And then Denise Simon will come on to tease her segment at about 5 till. And then we go with Denise Simon into the next hour. But right now, I need to tell you that you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number one, as we broadcast from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. By the way, the Bucks lost yesterday, in case you didn't know. 36-27, I think, was the final score, but it wasn't that close. It really was not that close. Jameis Winston, 6 turnovers. Oh, well, and the Yankees got beat last night in 11 innings, 3-2. A home run by the Houston Astros. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.